We're here at the UK Skills Final for Fabrication and Welding, which is being held at the Grimsby Institute, and we're joined by Fabrication and Welding Learning Facilitator Nick Marshall and our apprentice Jack Trigg, who has made it through to the Grand Final. So Nick, could you just explain to us a little bit about World Skills and why it's important that Jack has got through to the final?
Yeah, of course I can. The UK Weld Skills has been set up as the UK has realised there's a shortage of highly skilled tradesmen throughout the UK. This could be plumbers, like Jack has in the fabrication and welding industry, or it could even be hairdressers or any person in the vocational area. The UK has realised they need to get the skill base up there with the top countries in the world. And the UK Skills Council has set about these competitions throughout the UK to find the best talent, the next generation of talent who they want to promote and push towards through to world finals, to put the UK where it rightly deserves, I think, on the world stage of offering the best young talent there is around.
That's great. So how many colleges have we got taking part here today?
We've actually got six colleges taking part today. Six competitors, shall I say, from five colleges. These colleges have all taken part, and these entrants, I should say, have taken part in regional heats throughout the UK. And this is where we're at, the final, with six competitors from around the UK.
That's great. So, Jack, could you just explain to us a little bit about what you've been doing as part of the final and what are you being assessed on?
Through the regional heats, I had to fabricate part of a crane, the bottom half, which consists of the legs and a pivot point. And now I'm in the final, I've got to make the boom, which sits on top of the crane, onto the legs, which involves bending, oxy-fuel cutting, drilling, forming, welding, to a very tight tolerance.
Okay, and this is taking place over 2 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how long have you got to actually complete all this work?
12 hours in total.
And I think you've just about finished now, is that right?
Just about 9 hours I've completed it.
Okay, that's great. So why do you think it's important that students like Jack have actually got the chance to take part in this event? And why do you think it's important that apprentices in general study at the Grimsby Institute?
Yeah, it's important to have somebody like Jack taking part in such a high-profile event, because it actually is an inspiration and is a beacon for young people coming into the vocational trades. They can see Jack competing in these high-profile events, and like I say, really act as an inspiration to those guys or those girls coming through to see what can be achieved with hard work and endeavour for a young person to get an apprenticeship, have a fantastic job which involves making new friends, and as well as earning a wage as well. So Jack's really there as an inspiration to the next generation of tradespeople coming through.
That's great. Now, Jack, you work for a company called Jacobs LES, don't you? And you come here to study for 1 day a week.
Yeah.
So how have Jacobs supported you with the World Skills alongside the Institute?
Well, they've allowed me to practice as much as I want. So I've got the not only the drawing in front of me, but also in my head. So I'm not just stuck there looking at a drawing for hours on end. It's just, it's there in mind, a basic of what I'm doing, and I can just carry on from there.
Okay, that's great. And why did you come and choose to study here at the Institute rather than anywhere else, Jack?
Because the Institute is one of the only colleges I know of that does vocational courses, and I came out of the Immingham School with not brilliant GCSE grades, so I wasn't looking to go into working in offices or anything like that. Personally, I couldn't see myself doing that anyway, but I left school, came to Grimsby College to do fabrication welding level 1, and I enjoyed that, and from that I applied for an apprenticeship with Jacobs LES, and I'm fortunate enough to get it, and now I'm back doing the level 3 advanced diploma.
And now you're one of only six finalists in the UK, so that's brilliant. So Nick, just one last question then, how proud is everyone at the Institute of Jack?
Everybody at the Institute is exceptionally proud of Jack's achievement. More importantly, we've been so pleased with his application and dedication to this event. Jack's come in with the support of his company, put yourself out to come in and practice to get yourself up to the standard that's required at this high level of competition. So I can't reiterate enough how proud we are as an institute and as an organisation that Jack's actually with us to represent his company and ourselves.
Okay, good luck, Jack, and we look forward to hearing of your success this afternoon.
Thank you.